This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares what it means to be a man of faith by looking at the defining characteristics of Israel's 10 paramount leaders.
In Leviticus, we read that anyone who had a defiling skin disease was to go before Aaron, the high priest. Now, the last time I felt sick, I saw a doctor. Why were the children of Israel commanded to go to the priest when experiencing a physical ailment? The Jewish sages teach that this wasn't a physical disease. It was a spiritual disease that had physical symptoms. When a person engaged in gossip or slander, the result was a defiling skin disease. Those who gossip often use the excuse, "But it's true." We rationalize our actions by explaining that if something's true, then it's okay to say. Now, Aaron was a champion of peace, even at the cost of truth. Whenever he heard that two people had been quarreling, he would go to each person and claim that the other was deeply remorseful. This created the space for each side to meet and reconcile. Yep, sometimes Aaron compromised the truth, but for the sake of peace. In Judaism, that's not only permissible, it's advisable. Hillel the Elder used to say, "Be a student of Aaron. Love peace and pursue peace."
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate the men in our lives this month, discover the godly characteristics of the great biblical men of faith in our complimentary devotional, A Man of Faith, when you visit holylandradio.org. That's holylandradio.org. This has been Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.